天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那今天呢是我们十诫这个系列的最后一集了，感谢麦克牧师带领我们明白了十诫背后真正的含义，原来它都充满了神的恩典与怜悯。那今天呢将是最后一诫，麦克牧师又会带来什么样的信息呢？那就让我们一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We thank you for joining us today.
很感谢你收听我们今天的节目。
This is the last in a series of messages on the Ten Commandments.
今天是十诫系列信息的最后一讲。
It is the tenth commandment.
也就是第十条诫命。
And if you look around you, you find that people are discontented today.
如果你环顾一下周围，就会发现，当今时代的人们都感到不满足。
In every country and every culture that I have traveled to, I found discontentment abounds.
我发现我所到过的每一个国家和各种不同的文化里，都存在着大量的不满。
And the reason for that discontentment is covetousness.
造成那种不满的原因是贪婪。
Covetousness is not a word that we often use.
贪婪不是我们经常使用的词语。
But covetousness simply means craving for what somebody else has.
但简而言之，贪婪就是渴求别人所拥有的东西。
Covetousness is the craving of somebody else's circumstances.
贪婪是渴望别人所拥有的环境。
Covetousness is the craving of what somebody else is.
贪婪是渴求别人所拥有的地位。
Covetousness is that longing that says, if only, if only, if only.
贪婪是奢求，这种想法会让你说，只要，只要，如果能够。
But let me tell you something about covetousness.
我想跟你谈一谈关于贪婪的特点。
Covetousness is always short-lived.
贪婪总是短暂无常的。
Covetousness can never see the big picture.
贪婪从来不会让人看到远景。
Covetousness is always concerning itself with the immediate needs.
贪婪总是考虑自己眼前的需要。
Covetousness is always anxious for instant gratification.
贪婪总是迫切希望达到即时的满足。
And covetousness will always make you an ungrateful person.
并且贪婪总是让你成为一个不会感恩的人。
Listen to what God said in Exodus 20:17.
请听一听神在出埃及记中是怎么说的。出埃及记20:17。不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并他一切所有的。
I want to tell you something very important about the tenth commandment.
我想告诉你关于第十条诫命的一些重要信息。
I hope you'll never forget what I'm going to tell you.
我希望你不会忘记我所告诉你的。
The tenth commandment stands in distinction to the rest of the nine.
第十条诫命与其他的九条有所区别。
The tenth commandment is very different from the first nine.
第十条诫命与前面的九条非常不同。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because it deals with the matter of the heart.
因为它是在处理内心的问题。
The first nine commandments openly condemn outward action.
前面的九条诫命是对外在行为的公开判决。
But the tenth has to do with the mind.
但是第十条是针对思想。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
that there are inward desires that cause the outward breaking of the commandment.
是内心的欲望导致了违背诫命的外在行为。
It was Jesus who told us to guard against our inward thoughts that trigger the outward actions.
正是耶稣他劝告我们要警惕那些可以触发外在行为的内心思想。
The other nine commandments all deal with outward actions.
而其他的九条诫命都是在规范外在行为。
But the tenth commandment begins from the inside and works its way out.
只有第十条诫命是从内心开始，影响到外在表现。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
It means that you could be the most covetous person on the inside and no one would know it.
他是讲你可能在内心是极其贪婪的人，但没人知道。
And that is why the tenth commandment makes explicit what in the other nine are implicit.
因此第十条诫命把其他的九条诫命中暗示的内容显明了出来。
The tenth commandment spells out what God is really after.
第十条诫命将神所真正关心的讲清楚。
You say, what does God want from me?
你会问神究竟想要我做什么呢？
God is looking not only for outward obedience,
神不仅仅是寻求外表的顺服，
but more importantly, he is looking for inward obedience.
更重要的是他在寻求内心的顺服。
And that is why God has to seal his ten commandments with the tenth commandment about inward obedience.
这就是为什么神一定要用第十条诫命，也就是关于内心顺服的诫命来结束十诫。
Without the tenth commandment, we could easily become like the Pharisees.
没有第十诫，我们很容易变成法利赛人。
We could focus on outward obedience, but our hearts could be far from God.
我们可能专注于外表的顺服，而我们的心却远离神。
And then we should become hypocrites like the Pharisees.
然后我们将成为假冒伪善的人，就像法利赛人一样。
If you read the Gospels, you will see Jesus' strong words to the Pharisees.
如果你读福音书，你就会看到耶稣责备法利赛人的话是何等严厉。
He spoke to them this way because he saw that they were only concerned with outward obedience.
耶稣这样严厉地责备他们，是因为看到法利赛人仅仅注重外表的顺服，
and not inward obedience.
却没有内心的顺服。
And he said to them, you are like whitewashed tombs.
耶稣对他们说，你们好像粉饰的坟墓。
Tombs look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside they are full of dead corpses.
坟墓外面好看，但是里面却装满了死尸。
And that is why only Jesus can deliver us from sin.
因此只有耶稣能把我们从罪中拯救出来。
That is why only Jesus can empower us to obey him inwardly and outwardly.
也只有耶稣能赐我们力量，真正的从内到外完全的顺服。
And that is whyOnly the Holy Spirit of God can empower us to keep the commandments.
并且这就是为什么只有圣灵能赐我们能力持守律法。
Without God, nobody can keep the Ten Commandments.
没有神的帮助，没人能遵守十诫。
Without the Holy Spirit's empowerment, we could never keep and obey the Ten Commandments.
若不靠圣灵赐下的能力，我们就没有可能持守十诫。
My listening friend,
亲爱的朋友,
it is out of love and compassion that God gave us all of the Ten Commandments.
因为爱和怜悯，神为我们颁布了十诫。
It is out of love and out of compassion that he gave us the Tenth Commandment.
也是因为爱和怜悯，神为我们制定了第十诫。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗?
There are two reasons.
有两个原因。
First,
第一,
because covetousness is deceptive.
因为贪婪是有欺骗性的。
Secondly,
第二,
Because contentment is delightful.
因为知足是快乐的。
Because God knows that covetousness is deceptive, He gave us the 10th commandment.
神提供给我们第十诫，是因为他知道贪婪是骗人的东西。
Listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Luke 12:15.
请听耶稣基督在路加福音十二章十五节是怎么说的。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed.
你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。
A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something very important.
我亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你很重要的事情。
If believers really believe these words of Jesus,
如果信徒真正相信耶稣的话语，
they would radically change their lifestyle.
他们将会从根本上改变他们的生活方式。
They would radically reorder their priorities.
他们将会从根本上重新安排他们的优先顺序。
They would radically change so many of their choices.
他们将会从根本上改变很多的选择。
Let me explain what I mean by this.
让我来解释一下我这样说的意思。
If your self-worth is dependent on your occupation,
如果你的自尊是来自你的职业，
If your self-worth is dependent on what you wear,
如果你的自尊是建立在你的穿着上，
If your self-worth is dependent on your family connections,
如果你的自尊是依赖于你的家世背景，
then that will never, never, never bring you contentment.
那么你将绝对、绝对不会有真正的满足。
Because if your self-worth is wrapped up in these things, there's always something better.
因为你的自尊若是由这些东西包装出来的话，那一定还有比这些更好的。
There's always something newer.
一定还会有更新奇的。
There's always someone more successful.
一定还会有更大的成功。
There's always someone richer.
一定还会有更大的财富。
And that is why covetousness is deceptive.
这就是为什么贪婪是有欺骗性的。
If you constantly compare yourself to other people, you will be in constant misery.
如果你不断地和别人攀比，你就会不断地处于痛苦之中。
That is why the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10:12,
因此保罗在哥林多后书十章十二节中说，
That they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves among themselves, they are not wise.
他们用自己度量自己，用自己比较自己，那是不通达的。
Covetousness has very little to do with how much you have.
贪婪与你所拥有的多少没有什么关系。
Let me speak for a moment to those who are single people.
让我对单身的人先讲两句。
If you are unhappy as a single person,
如果你对自己单身很不开心，
And you think that you must marry in order to be happy,
然后你想为了快乐而结婚的话，
you are deceived.
那你就受骗了。
Because if you are not satisfied with who you are,
因为你若不满意自己，
if you are not contented in your own situation,
你不满意自己的境况，
if you are not fulfilled in who you are in Jesus Christ,
那你仍然没有在耶稣基督里接纳自己。
Changes in your circumstances are not your ticket to happiness.
仅仅改变环境并不是通向快乐的门票。
So covetousness is deceptive.
所以贪婪是会欺骗人的。
But secondly, contentment is delightful.
但是第二，知足是快乐的。
In Philippians 4:11, the Apostle Paul said,
腓立比书四章十一节，使徒保罗说
I have learned to be contented whatever circumstances.
我无论在什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会的了。
But let me tell you what sometimes happens to believers.
但我要告诉你，有时会发生在信徒身上的事。
You are going through life's highway and everything seems to be fine.
你正在通过人生的高速路，好像事事顺利。
And then you hit a roadblock.
然后你撞在路障上。
Whether it is health roadblock.
这路障可能是你的健康。
Whether it is relationship roadblock.
这路障可能是你的人际关系。
Whether it is financial roadblock.
也可能是财政上的问题。
Whatever your roadblock may be.
无论这路障是什么。
There are two ways to react to your roadblock.
都会有两种方式来回应你所碰到的路障。
The person who has learned to be contented in all things,
一个人学会事事知足
will see the roadblock as an opportunity for double blessing.
就会把路障当作一个能带来双倍赐福的机会。
You will see it as an opportunity for God to use this situation for His glory and for your good.
你会把它看作一个机会。接着这个处境来荣耀神，你自己也能得到益处。
Secondly, you will use this roadblock as an opportunity for God to show you that He alone can fill the empty void in your life.
第二，你会使用这个路障作为一个机会，让神来向你显明，只有他才能填满你生命中的空虚部分。
Listen to what Hebrews 13:5 said.
请听希伯来书十三章五节
Be contented with whatever you have.
要以自己所有的为主
Why?
为什么呢
Because he will never leave you nor forsake you.
因为神不会撇下你更不会丢弃你
If you are not willing to learn to be contented,
如果你不愿意学习知足
Then you will be just like God's people who for 40 years went around and around in the desert.
那么你就会像神的百姓一样在旷野漂流了40年之久。
They looked at the same brushes and rocks and sand over and over and over again.
他们循环往复地看见同样的灌木、岩石和沙地。
I often tell people when they come and talk to me,
我常常告诉那些前来和我交谈的人
Do not waste your pain.
不要浪费你的痛苦。
Do not waste your suffering.
不要浪费你的磨难。
Do not say, God, get me out of this so I can move on.
不要说，神啊，帮助我离开这苦难，我好继续前行。
No, you must learn to say, teach me, Lord.
不要，你应该学会说，主啊，教导我。
I want to learn the lesson you have for me.
我愿意学会你给我的功课。
I want to say with the Apostle Paul that I have learned to be contented.
我愿意像使徒保罗那样，可以说我已经学会了知足。
But do you know what those words of Paul tell us about Paul?
但是你知道保罗的这些话告诉了我们保罗的什么特点吗
？They tell us that the Apostle Paul was not a contented fellow by nature.
这些话告诉我们。保罗也不是一个天生就懂得知足的人。
He had to learn to be contented.
他必须通过学习来成为一个知足的人。
And through the pain and the crushing experiences in his life,
通过他生活中那些痛苦和压迫的经历
,He began to learn that contentment is delightful.
他开始学会知足是快乐的。
And that contentment delights itself in trusting God.
而且当我们信靠神时，就会有知足的喜乐。
Listen to what Paul says in Philippians 3:7-8.
请听保罗在腓立比书三章七节和八节是怎么说的。
He said, "So many things I thought were important to me."
他说，只是我先前以为与我有益的。
But now I have learned.
现在我懂了。
Now that I have my eyes fixed on the prize, they have become rubbish.
我现在因基督都当作有损的。
There's nothing wrong with success in life.
生活中取得成功并没有错。
But if success is your only aim in life, you will not be contented.
但是如果成功是你唯一的目标，你就不会满足。
There is one final thing, my listening friend, I want to tell you about covetousness.
亲爱的朋友，关于贪婪，我还想讲最后一点。
It is easy to experience contentment when things are going well in your life.
当生活顺利的时候，你体会知足是很容易的。
But to experience contentment when times are tough and the wind is blowing in your face.
但当生活艰难，逆风而行的时候，再来体会满足。
That is a whole different experience.
那就是完全另一回事了。
But today you can begin to move from covetousness to contentment.
今天你就可以开始从贪婪转向知足迈进。
As I conclude, let me recommend that you read Psalm 73.
在结束的时候，我建议你去阅读诗篇73篇。
Psalm 73 has been an enormous comfort to me through the years.
这么多年来，诗篇73篇给了我极大的安慰。
Like the psalmist, I have cried out to God with the age-old question.
像诗人一样，因着一个古老的问题，我向神疾呼。
Why do the wicked seem to prosper while the righteous suffer?
为什么恶人享福而义人遭难呢?
That is the question the psalmist asked God.
这也是诗人问神的问题。
He said, God, if the wicked seem to be healthy and wealthy and free from pain, that means that I have wasted my godliness.
他说,神啊,如果恶人看来都健壮,富有,没有疼痛,那就意味着我是徒然尽钱了。
And then he begins to see things from God's perspective.
然后他开始从神的角度来看事情。
Not with his own eyes, but from God's perspective.
不再用他自己的视角，而是从神的观点。
And when he sees the eternal torment of the wicked,
随后他就看到了恶人永恒的惩罚。
When he sees the eternal horror that the very people he was coveting are going through.
当他看见自己曾经羡慕的人所要经历的没有止境的惊恐。
He repents on his face before God.
他就在神面前忏悔。
And he says, Lord, I was like a donkey in the state of covetousness.
他说主啊我这样愚昧无知在你面前如畜类一般。
And my friend, I want to tell you that when you move from covetousness to contentment,
亲爱的朋友，我想告诉你，当你从贪婪转向知足，
when you move from worldly thinking to godly thinking,
当你从世界的观念转向敬虔的想法，
God will bless you in double portion.
神会双倍的赐福给你。
Because contentment is delightful and it delights itself in God.
因为知足常乐，并且快乐本身就是来源于神。
It is our prayer that God would use this series of messages to bless your life.
我们祈求神使用这系列的信息来赐福给你的生活。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
原来第十诫真正的含义就是我们内心对神的顺服，让我们明白真正的满足不是你家财万贯，而是从神而来的满足。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在漫漫的人生旅途中，要学会知足，要真正的明白神的恩典和他的旨意，也要学会从他的角度来看我们的生命。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下个系列再会。
山间，好山间。